Archers for the week 18 to 23 February 2001.
At home farm, Kate is considering her future.
The next thing I know, we're in the middle of a major row.
I thought Lucas was a bit quiet yesterday.
A bit? We're hardly speaking. And he's so proud. And he won't be the first to make things up.
No wonder he was so keen to go round the view with your father. Mm. You finished with your cup, Kate?
Yeah, thanks.
So, what was this row all about then?
Oh, Mum, I love Lucas. I know I do. I know he's right for me. And I can really see a future with him.
Even in Johannesburg?
Even there. Especially there in a way.
Oh, that's quite a change of heart, darling.
Yeah, I know. But, well, Lucas and I have talked a lot, and... Well, I can see maybe he's right. He says it's like the centre of the new South Africa. There's so much going on. It's all just starting, Mum, and I feel I could really contribute something.
Well, then I don't see how you managed to argue about it. I thought he wanted you to go there all along.
Oh, that's just it. I don't know if I am going now.
But...
The row was about Phoebe.
Oh.
He just doesn't seem to understand. It doesn't seem like he wants her to live with us. Not permanently, I mean.
I see.
Well, maybe that's not fair. I think in a way he'd like her to be with us as much as I would.
But he doesn't think that's realistic.
No. What do you think, Mum?
Well, you know, he could have a point, Kate.
Mum? He's asking me to choose between him and my daughter.
Well, I know it's hard, darling, but maybe that's exactly the choice you'll have to make.
I don't believe you!
Oh, Kate, think about it. Think about Phoebe.
I am! That's what all this is about!
And you've got to think about Roy. He's got parental responsibility.
Yeah, jointly with me.
Which means you have shared care. You have to agree on things concerning Phoebe, and he's hardly going to agree to you taking her away, is he?
Okay! We'll go to court. I've got a perfectly good case.
Kate.
No, Mum. I'm glad we had this conversation. Well, at least I know how much support I can count on from you.
That's not what I'm saying at all,
I think it is.
I know it's difficult, but you've got to try and look at it from Roy's point of view.
What about my point of view? That doesn't seem to count for anything. I'm her mother.
Yes, I know that.
Oh, there's just no point in talking to you. I'll do what I like.
Good morning, and welcome everybody to our family communion on this, the 8th Sunday before Easter. If I could begin with a few notices.
Oh, there you are, splendid from there.
And so, as we approach the season of Lent and our Lord's sacrifice, maybe it's time to ask ourselves whether sometimes we want and expect too much. Maybe sometimes we have to learn to face the prospect of not being able to have what we want, and maybe we'd do better to ask what our actions will do to others before working out how they might benefit ourselves. In a world where so much comes so easily to so many of us, self-denial seems a rather old-fashioned concept. Well, maybe it's about time it got a better press.
Thank you very much, Janet.
Yeah. Oh, Phoebe enjoyed it too.
Oh, she was very good.
Oh, well, we seem to have stopped her howling through the hymns.
It's lovely to see you all.
Oh, Hayley would have come as well, but she's gone shopping with her mum and Brenda, looking for bridesmaid stuff or something.
Exciting.
She'll be here next week, obviously, to hear the banners read.
Of course. Has she chosen the bridesmaid's dresses yet?
No. They're just going for a look.
Oh, she's got good ideas about what she wants, though.
She asked me to tell you. We've set up our first marriage preparation thing next week.
Good. Oh, you like the Russells. They're a lovely couple.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a nice idea.
Sorry I'm late, love.
Oh, morning, Mike.
Vicar.
Last, you'll never get your dinner at this rate.
Ah, well, a bit of a change of plan. Only come to drop you the van keys.
Hey?
Well, I bumped into Tony, thought I'd go for a pint.
Mike!
Well, why not?
I'm going to lunch with Marjorie, and I hope she'll have a stiff gin waiting for me.
Yeah, of course she will.
Oh, well, all right, then. Come on, then, Roy. Better get off.
Up you come, Phoebs.
Hey.
See you next week, Janet.
Oh, bye.
Bye-bye, Phoebe.
Bye, Shula.
Bye-bye.
And don't you be late, Batman.
Okay, okay.
Well,
What?
Have you managed to talk to Tim yet?
I had another frustrating day chasing him around on Friday, and then I found out they'd gone away for the weekend.
Oh, no.
A long weekend, not back till Monday night. So I'm rather stuck.
Don't say it's nearly lunchtime already.
Oh, it's just one meal after another on a Sunday.
Anything I can do to help?
No, I don't think... Well, yes, you could crush those peppercorns for me, Kate.
Okay. This reminds me of Africa.
Does it?
Well, this is how they make the maize meal.
Oh, yes. Isn't Ollie all right?
Yeah. She just wanted to play for a bit. She's starting to focus properly now.
Oh, she's so bright. Kate, about earlier. I'm so sorry, darling.
No, it was my fault. I'm just so messed up.
I don't want you to think I don't understand, especially about Phoebe. But I'm just trying to point out the realities of the situation.
Well, I'm sure you are. But while we're looking at the realities, maybe you ought to examine your own motives a bit, Mum.
How do you mean?
Well, are you sure you're not being a tiny bit selfish here?
Me?
I mean, well, maybe you haven't even realised it, but it's occurred to me.
Well, what?
Well, that you want to keep Phoebe in Ambridge for your own sake. I know it'd be hard on you not to see her as much as you've been used to.
Oh, Kate, that's absolutely not true.
Are you sure about that?
But of course.
Well, okay. But I'm just trying to find some reason why you're not with me on this.
I am.
So why don't you understand where I'm coming from? It's not as if you haven't been in the same position.
What?
Adam wasn't much older than Phoebe when Debbie was born, was he? What if Roger had wanted you to go and live abroad?
But he...
I know he didn't. You were lucky. But if he had, are you really saying you'd happily have left Adam behind?
No. No, of course not.
Well, there you are, then. If you can't understand how I feel about Phoebe, who can?
She's still fast asleep.
Good. Church must have tired her out.
I know how she feels.
How's lunch doing?
Oh, I think I'm going to put the veg on, Roy. Your dad's got to be back soon.
Oh, great. I'm starving. So, tell me the latest on the ends, then.
Neil came over yesterday and we had a go at dividing up who was going to do what.
Oh, do you want a lager, Mum?
Oh, no, child, love. So, as I'm on the spotlight, I'm going to do the feeding and collecting, and Neil will take the eggs round and sell them.
Sounds about even. Well, he's got the contacts, after all, from when he had the ends before.
Yeah, only snag is I'm really going to have trouble in the mornings, what with having to get to the shop to do the papers.
Unless you fancy getting up even earlier than Dad.
Oh, I don't, I can tell you.
Sounds like hard work for the money.
That's what your dad says. Reckons I ought to get Neil to ask Susan if she'd do early mornings in the shop and I could do the later shifts.
All depends on Doc Hathaway, doesn't it?
Don't know, he'd be very keen.
Is dinner ready yet, Betty?
How can you?
Oh, bang on time. Well, nearly.
Yeah, we just didn't dare hope you would be.
Yeah, well, Tony had to get back. Something about looking at a metal detector for Eddie.
Well, you're not having any more, are you?
I'll give up the lovers me day off.
I fancy going on about going to the pub in front of Janet.
Oh, you heard her. She's all for it.
Hardly.
She's getting stuck into the G&Ts with Mrs. A, isn't she? If you believe the gossip, that Janet Fisher don't need a drink to make her let her hair down.
Well, I must say, I thought it was a bit of a funny sermon, harping on about wanting what you couldn't have.
Well, she should know. Ooh, that smells great, love.
Just a bit of silver side.
Yeah, well, Tony was telling me he had a great big T-bone steak on Friday down the Mont Blanc.
Oh, yeah, his birthday.
Yeah, oh, wonder. Jolene's got some menus for you, Roy, this wedding breakfast. So what's to know when you can look them over?
Yeah, we'll pop by sometime. Hey, listen, you two.
Hmm?
How do you reckon Ailey'd like Mallorca? Or Corfu?
Huh?
For the honeymoon.
Oh.
Yeah, I had another look at the brochures.
Oh, I thought you decided you couldn't afford it.
Well, I had another think about that as well. I reckon I can. I mean, now you've been so generous. And if I do all the overtime that's going between now and May...
Yeah, you go for it then, son.
I mean, how I look at it is, now we're having this big day and everything, we can't just trot off home to Nightingale Farm at the end of it, can we?
I suppose not.
No, you can't. You've got your public to think about. The old blooming village is talking about this wedding.
Mike.
Well, him and Ailey, the blooming posh and becks of Borsetshire. Here, I hope you got a low magazine to save you some space.
But you're not telling me Tony was on about it.
He was. He was asking who Roy's having as best man.
Oh, Sheila, thank goodness.
Oh, Janet!
Oh, I was hoping you'd be at home.
What is it? What's happened?
Oh, dear.
Is it Marjorie or Sheila?
Oh, no, nothing like that, yeah. We had lunch and it was fine, and then...
Well, then what?
As I was leaving, I checked my mobile, and there was a message.
Not from Tim?
No. From the bishop.
Oh, Janet...
He wants to talk to me. He wants me to go and see him on Tuesday at 3 o'clock, and
I think we all know what it's about.
Surely not.
Well, I can't think of any other reason why he should call me in so urgently. Oh, and if everyone's talking about it...
Look, don't assume the worst. I mean, it might be about something completely different.
Oh, I don't think so. Oh, it's my own fault. I should have dealt with it before now.
But if you can get to Tim on Tuesday morning, as soon as he comes
it's
back...
It's too late.
No, it's not.
Well, all right, maybe I could, but part of me wonders whether I shouldn't see the bishop first. I mean, the whole thing may be out of my hands.
No, don't think like that.
I can't help it.
I'm sure it won't be that hard on you. You haven't done anything.
Oh, that's the trouble. I know what I should have done, and I should have done it weeks ago.
So talk to Tim on Tuesday.
Oh, I don't know. What's the point of saying one thing to him and then speaking to Bishop Cyril and having to go back and say something else?
Don't be like this. You've done nothing wrong.
Oh, I have, though.
Look, why don't you come in and have a cup of tea? There's no one else at home. Alistair and Daniel have gone to Brookfield.
That was very kind of you, but no thanks, Shula. I just wanted to tell you. I need to think it through now.
Oh, whatever you want.
I think I might pop into church for a while, just for a quiet moment.
To ask for guidance.
A bit late for guidance. Understanding, perhaps. And forgiveness.
Pat's given Tom some good news.
So, what did she say exactly?
Betty! You ready?
Yep.
Only that they were talking about the wedding yesterday lunchtime, and Roy is going to ask you to be his best man.
Oh, excellent. All right, I'd better get stuck into my speech.
Tom, it's not till May. You've got ages.
Well, you've got to get it right, Mum. Got to have some good jokes. Ah, there's this nun, goes to the zoo, and sees this gorilla.
That's enough.
No, I know. I heard this one at a mate's wedding. You should never make a speech that lasts longer than you can make love to a woman. So you've
yes,
got me...
Yes, thank you very much, Tom. This is the sort of sexist rubbish I've got to put up with for the next 2 months.
What's sexist about that?
Morning.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
Morning, Pat.
Hey, Clary.
I won't come in when I came to any boots, but to ask Tony Fenn that's a metal detector yet.
Yes, it was right at the back of the barn.
Oh, great.
Oh, does this mean your ring still hasn't turned up, Clary?
No. Looks all over the house as well.
Oh, I am sorry. We'll have a really good hunt round when we clear up tonight.
Thanks, Pat.
Yeah, I'll give Jack Woolley's garden a real going over with a metal detector.
Well, that's still milking, so do you want me to show you where you put it?
Oh, yeah, please.
All right. It's in the tractor shed. Have you seen the match on Saturday?
Yeah, don't believe it,
will you? Just wash my hands, then I'll start on some potting up, shall I?
Oh, yes, please. I've been meaning to ask you, how are you getting on with Eddie's birthday book?
Oh, that ain't going very well neither.
You know, Baggy told me he got this scrapbook that had Eddie in it.
Yeah?
Well, I bought it round Saturday. It ain't nothing but a record of his court appearances. Hardly anything about Eddie.
Oh, right? Dear. It's not what you want.
No, it ain't. How about you?
Oh, Helen's written a very sweet thing about when we went to Rees Heath to see her get that award. And Hayley wrote a lovely bit about Tony and John.
Oh.
Hasn't Joe got any nice memories of Eddie?
Well, I have asked him, told him to try and make him cheerful, but somehow...
Oh, have he?
Well, over 20 years ago, this is... The cow's got brucellosis. Joe's favourite old ferret got caught in a trap.
Oh, no.
And Eddie gave up his lorry driving job and came home to save the farm, he said.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, except that then Joe got the flu and Eddie and his girlfriend just went off and left him with a temperature of over 100.
Dear.
Sheila and Mary found out to sort him out.
Yeah, I do see what you mean.
Then there was a time Eddie got electrocuted in the parlour. Or how brave he was when we had the fire or when we went bankrupt.
But there's always a sting in the tail. Well, can't you remember any nice times? I don't know, when you were courting?
I've been trying.
Well, even if it doesn't seem like it at the time, some things can be funny when you look back on them.
There was that blooming pyramid selling thing in Nelson Gabe. Oh, that shampoo. I can still smell it.
Eddie being sick in the piano, being banned from the bull. Yes, I remember that.
Honestly, Pat, what's he like? The flipping personalised number plates, Poppy the artistic cow, then disgusting maggot.
It's not too bad today, is it? Out of the wind?
No. The kids really love the Herefords, don't they?
Yeah, they are pretty special. Must have been chosen by a couple of people with a jolly good eye for stock.
Must have been.
What's Daniel doing?
sketching them, apparently.
Sketching?
Oh, that's what he said.
He's a funny little soul, isn't he? So serious.
Not like that. Yeah.
Noisy little brat.
Just normal high spirits.
If you say so. Oh, well, I can't hang about here all day. I want to shift some more straw bales down near the lambing shed.
Get Bert to do it.
Ruth, I'm fine. I set up the pens last week, didn't I?
And had a few twinges.
I'll be fine.
Straw bales weigh heavier than hurdles, David. It's only been 6 weeks.
Seven, and counting.
Oh, you're hopeless, you are. I suppose you're still determined to do the lambing at the end of the week.
I've told you, I am the one person round here who can afford to lose some sleep. I've done nothing but loaf around all year.
OK, OK, I'm not going to wrestle you for it.
Oh, that's a shame. Another time, Pat.
Before I forget, Shula's asked us over for pancakes next week.
Oh, when?
Tuesday, of course. Shrove Tuesday.
Oh, right, yeah. What are we giving up for Lent, then?
Us.
Well, after Shula and Alistair's efforts last year.
If you think I'm putting myself through that. Pip was talking about giving up sweets, though.
I'll give that half an hour.
You're so mean. You should be encouraging her.
If she wants to give something up, I can think of a few things over and above sweets. Bossing her brother, for a start. Or talking non-stop.
Oh, you'll be lucky.
In fact, that's a very good idea. Total silence first thing in the morning would be wonderful when I've been up all night lambing.
Hello there, Billy boy.
Still remembers you, does he?
Yeah, they always remembers them as fennel. Yeah. You don't like that noise much, do you?
Another penny?
You're thinking Jack Woolley's garden would be a blooming pound, wouldn't you?
Nah, it's one of the old ones. 1953. Oh. Yeah, some of them are worth a bit, ain't they?
Yeah, 3 eightpence.
Yeah, I'll stick it on the pile. That brooch really might be worth something, you know.
It probably is, to Mrs. Woolley.
Oh, don't know it's hers. He was right in the back of the border.
Well, you can't just keep it.
Of course I can. Look at when Bert Fry found all that stuff on Brookfield Land a few years back. He got to keep it.
Well, that was different.
I bet the gardens or some of the big places round here are stuffed with things people have dropped over the years.
Oh,
well, a manicure, tower house. I've put this thing over my compost. I reckon I'm going to go for a little walk.
You can't just go inviting yourself into people's gardens.
Well, I don't see why not. I mean, let's face it, I've supplied compost to most of the folk in Ambridge.
So?
They don't know exactly where Clara's lost her ring, do they? I've got the right of entry practically everywhere. Eh?
Yeah.
Nah. Half an horseshoe.
Hiya.
How do, Tom Archer?
Quick, hide the stuff. Hey? I'm not gutting him in. Stick me jacket over it.
Well, if you say so.
How are we getting on?
We ain't found no ring yet.
Bad luck. Is Grandad in?
Oh, he's gone up Grey Gables for half hour.
No. I wanted to borrow some of his joke books. He's got loads. Gran gets them for him for Christmas.
Oh, going on the comedy circuit, are you?
No. Roy wants me to be his best man. So, you know.
Oh, well, if it's those kind of jokes you want, there's this bloke, see? Goes on his honeymoon, and he's never, ever...
I can't believe I've managed to find you both at home.
Oh, I'm always here these days.
And take no notice, Pat. He's only fed up because he would insist on moving some straw bales this morning, and it's really aggravated his ribs.
Oh, poor old you.
No, it serves me right. She did tell me.
Here we go. That's yours, Pat.
Thanks.
Thanks, love.
Anyway, I've come to ask you if you could think of something to write in Tony's birthday book. I'm putting it together for his party.
Like what?
Well, it's a sort of this is your life thing, really. Just any memories you've got, something funny, whatever.
I'm sure we can think of something, eh, David?
Yeah. Yeah, leave it with us.
Great. And I wanted to check that you're still okay to have the Save the School meeting here on Wednesday night.
Yeah, sure. How many are you expecting?
Oh, not doing too badly. It's just the core group of us, really.
I know Shula's coming.
Yeah, me and Kathy, Linda, Siobhan, Hayley.
What about Janet?
No, I asked her. She's busy.
Oh, well, you're never going to get everybody.
No, I did have one thought.
There aren't enough dads involved. I mean, I know Alistair's on board, but what about Sid? And that tractor driver of Brian's? There's all that lot at Glebeland's.
That's true.
Yeah, we can discuss that. No, what I was thinking was, now all the letters have been written and the petitions are out, well, we need to be a bit more visible.
How exactly?
Well, I think we need a demo. A march, protest, call it what you like, but people need to know we're around.
Direct action. I like the sound of that.
It would certainly get us some publicity.
It'll take you back to your old campaigning days, eh, Pat? Those CND marches you used to go on.
Yeah. I was talking to Tom about that the other day. He couldn't believe I took him on one once.
So he's seen another side to you, has he?
Yeah, something like that. Mm. Do you know he's going to be Roy Tucker's best man?
Oh, that's great.
Well, tell him to make sure he gets Roy to the church on time, unlike our best man.
Yeah, all right.
That was Kenton, wasn't it?
Yeah, he went to the wrong church.
I mean, I know he doesn't live in Ambridge, but even
so... That was an easy mistake.
I can't think why you didn't notice.
I was too nervous.
Too hungover, you mean.
Fraught with hazards, isn't it, getting married?
Yeah, well, it's worth it, though.
Oh, yeah. What do you want?
Another coffee? Ow! All right. All right, I'll do it.
Dad, it's copper. It could be Roman.
Oh, yeah, right. Of course, they did invent plumbing, didn't they?
It's a ring, I'm telling you.
Ain't you never heard of copper piping?
This brooch, then. Now, you can see that's silver.
Tin.
Then there's all these coins.
Ah, you won't even sell them for scrap.
Not to mention a genuine old horse brass.
You tell me, Eddie, because I'd love to know... What's it like in this fantasy world of yourn?
You must remember when they had horses at Meadow Farm, back in the Dark Ages.
Well, wasn't that long ago?
Look at that. Solid metal, that is. None of your plastic jokes.
Old Farmer Griffin was the last one to have horses here. Apart from us, that is.
Shines up a treat.
Yeah. Great big shire horse of his. I remember it treading on Tom Forrest's foot. Oh, he didn't half make a fuss about it.
Tom Forrest?
What?
You think, Dad? He lived right here.
Yeah?
And he had a coin collection. Well, he's bound to have dropped a few over the years. Well, he could be sitting on a flipping gold mine.
Yeah, well, all right. Compared with some of the rubbish you talk, it does make a bit of sense.
You see? Well, there's probably loads wedged up by the skirting boards or dropped out in the garden. That's what he used to do, you know. Get them out and polish them night after night. Oh, blimey.
Hello, Clary, love.
Where have you
got one? Oh, all right.
Didn't find your ring, though.
Oh, no. I ain't daring either.
Oh, I'm sorry, love.
Can't be out.
Hey, I'm not going to give up, though. I'm going to give this old house and the garden a really good going over.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, I won't rest, Clary, love. I'm going to go over everywhere I can think of with that metal detector.
You can't just drop everything else. What about that fencing you got to finish down by the river?
Oh, we'll fit that in somehow, won't you, Eddie?
Yeah. It is more important. You're more important. You'll have a wedding ring again, Clary. Believe me.
On Tuesday afternoon, Debbie's inspecting the home farm barley.
Oh, look at that, wretched pigeons.
Can we keep moving? Nolly will get cold.
Kate, she couldn't be cosier in that little papoose thing.
Oh, I don't want to be out for too long. Lucas will be back soon.
What was this phone in he was on?
It was called Are We Really a Multicultural Society?
Sorry I missed it.
Is he going to do much more at Radio Borsetshire while he's here?
I don't know. We haven't been speaking much the last few days.
No, Mum said. Oh, for goodness sake, I'm going to have to get in touch with that guy who does pigeon call.
Oh, sorry, Kate, I am listening, really.
Are you?
Yes. Mum did tell me a bit about it, about how you're not sure Lucas thinks Phoebe should go with you to South Africa.
The thing is, I've never cared about anyone like I care about Lucas. And I think I might have to let him go to be near Phoebe.
Yeah, it really is a tough one.
But the way I see it, I shouldn't have to make a choice when I could take her out there.
Well, hey, whoa, now look, you've just said Lucas obviously doesn't think it's a good idea, and we haven't even started on what Roy might think.
Roy?
Come on, Kate, you keep going on about how you're Phoebe's mother.
Well, he's her father,
and arguably he's been father and mother to her for the past year.
Yeah, I'm... But I'm in a new relationship now. She's got a new half-sister.
Halfway round the world from the rest of her relatives. Well?
Well, nothing.
You've got to think of Phoebe, Kate. You'd be taking her away from everything and everyone she knows.
She'd have us.
Yeah, and what about Mike and Betty? What about Roy and Hayley?
What about Hayley?
And what about Mum?
You're asking her to be on your side, but you take Phoebe, and in one stroke, you'd be taking away everything she's got.
We'd come and visit, and well, she could come out there.
Phoebe still doesn't see you. You look, yes, she'd miss Phoebe like crazy. Yes, she wouldn't see Nolly grow up, but Kate, it's you I'm talking about.
What?
She's not just terrified of losing Phoebe, Kate. She already feels she's lost Adam. She's scared of losing you, too. And she would if you took Phoebe away without Roy's consent.
What are you hoping to find?
I? Oh, I ain't fussy as long as it's worth summer.
Mm. And has he been with you a while? I mean, have you found anything yet?
Such luck. Where are you off to, then?
Brenda gave me a lift back from Blanchester. I said that I'd walk the rest of the way.
Oh, you suppose you're used to walking everywhere in Africa?
Short distances, yes.
You always seen all I can tell you about your buses, or chickens on the roof, or people hanging off the back.
At least we have buses. Ambridge doesn't seem very well served.
No, that's true. You live in the country over there?
I've been living in Cape Town, but I'm moving to Johannesburg.
Oh, yeah? And how do you like England? I bet you're finding it cold.
Mr. Aldridge lent me this. What do you call it?
It's a barber.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm not too bad, thanks.
Oh, I suppose I thought you'd still be wearing your, like, robes and that.
Only for special occasions. Is that compost you're making?
Yeah.
My grandfather farmed in the Eastern Cape. When we visited, it was my job to tend the dung heap.
I can find you a fork if you're offering.
I'm a bit out of practice. So is this how you make a living? Metal detecting and compost?
Not exactly. I do a bit of contracting. I used to have my own farm.
Oh, yes?
Got thrown off by the landlord.
I'm sorry to hear that.
You ask Mr. Aldridge about it sometime. He knows.
There's a duck. And what does a duck say, darling?
You made that tea yet?
It's in the pot. And what's next? Oh, it's a pig. And what does the pig say, Nolly?
The pig says, where's the food? All they ever say.
Well, don't let Tom hear you say that. He's convinced pigs have got a wide-ranging vocabulary.
And one I'm sure he'd understand. Oh, my hands are freezing.
How are the deer?
Oh, they seem fine. Oh, I must ring that pigeon bloke when I've had this.
Debbie?
Yep?
You know what you were saying earlier about Mum?
Yep.
Well, I will try and think about her as well. But it's just so hard to please everybody.
Not hard, Kate. Impossible. So don't kid yourself otherwise.
Well, I don't know. Oh, hiya.
Hello. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, Lucas. There's tea in the pot.
Not for me, thanks.
Oh, how's my beautiful girl?
She's beautiful.
Here, let me look at you, Nolotando. Oh. Yes.
I heard the phone in. You're great.
Oh, do you think so? I thought it was a bit embarrassing.
Why?
Well, I wasn't the only guest, obviously. They'd got a guy from the local Chinese restaurant and a guy from the Italian food shop.
No stereotyping there, then.
Well, Brenda said she wanted a local lawyer, an Asian woman.
Usha, yes, she'd have been good.
But she was too busy. Oh, not a Tando.
She probably needs changing. And Lucky's next door.
Well, I'll fetch one. You come with me, my precious.
He's just potty about her, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's kind of hard for fathers, isn't it? Good fathers, I mean.
You're not working up for another of your little talks, are you, Deb? I've had one today.
No, I was just thinking. You'll always be Phoebe's mother. If you go to South Africa, you can have some sort of relationship with her, even if it's not the one you really want.
Well, it certainly wouldn't
but
be.
If you let Lucas go and stay here with Phoebe and the baby, well, all I'm saying is it'd be a lot harder for him to keep in touch with Nolly from South Africa than it would be for you to stay in touch with Phoebe if you went to South Africa. Kate?
You're very prompt, Janet. Have a seat.
Thank you. I know how busy you are.
Well, I'm sure you could say the same.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll get to the point. I have a slight awkwardness which I need to talk to you about. I've had a letter from one of your parishioners. An anonymous letter.
What?
It alleges a relationship between yourself and the local doctor, Dr. Hathaway, a married man.
Does it?
I've asked you to come today in order to hear what you have to say on the matter. Can I presume that it's malicious, that there's no truth in the allegation?
Well, you see, Bishop,
What I was hoping for there was a simple yes.
It's not quite that simple, I'm afraid.
I see. Well, perhaps you better tell me what's been going on.
What are you doing around here? You're miles away from the compost.
Yeah, I went over it earlier, but there's still no sign of your ring.
Oh.
Reckon I should try the rest of the garden just on the off chance.
Oh, love, it's very sweet of you. You did do some more of that fencing this morning, though, didn't you?
Yeah, of course I did.
You put so much time and effort into finding this ring.
I told you, Clary, I shan't rest. Any road is great being out here. Quite a few people go past.
Like who?
Yeah, that Lucas bloke that Kate Aldridge has picked up with.
Oh, yeah.
And a fat ball game boy. He's lost his licence again.
No.
Yeah, so I asked him to the party.
Oh, you didn't.
Why not?
Well, because he'll eat his own body weight and ham sandwiches. That's why not.
And our new neighbours were back. Introduced themselves and all.
What are they called, then?
Nick and Venetia.
Nick and who?
Venetia. Like the blondes, I suppose. They're coming back Thursday.
What for this time?
Yeah, I said something about a decorator and a carpet fitter.
A decorator? It's immaculate in there.
I'm only telling you what they said.
It's fully carpeted already.
Yeah, perhaps they don't like the colour.
But, oh, I don't like the sound of them. I don't want no stuck-up incomers as neighbours. Not when we've just got settled.
Yeah, I know.
And it's such a shame when Cathy was so keen on the place. When did you say they was coming back?
Thursday.
Right, is Edward home?
Watching the telly.
Good. I just want to ask him something.
I'm not denying there was an attraction, a mutual attraction, but the fact is nothing happened.
Nothing at all? So how did the rumours start?
That's all they are, Bishop, rumours.
They usually need something to get them started.
There was... Tim gave me a present, which I returned. And at Christmas, we did kiss. Briefly, under the mistletoe, but I drew back.
And that was all?
Yes. Until... Well, I did get a Valentine card last week.
And it was from him?
It could be... Yes, I think so.
But in essence, the rumours, the gossip, the letter I received about a relationship, they are unfounded.
Yes, nothing happened between us.
You see, the problem I have, Janice, is that after Christmas, when, as you say, you withdrew, somehow, still, gossip was circulated.
But I didn't do anything.
Maybe that was the problem. Maybe you should have been clearer on your withdrawal.
Yes, I'm sorry. I have been trying since last week, since the card, to get hold of Tim and tell him there could never be anything between us.
Sadly, it seems a little late.
I know. I know it was foolish. But all the gossip about a relationship and the letter, I mean, they're not fair. They're about something totally imaginary.
I understand that. And I believe you when you say that nothing happened. You were wrong to allow the kiss. Wrong not to finish things conclusively. But you know that.
Yes.
I trust you, Janet. I value the work you do. You have my support. And you'd have had it earlier if you'd come for advice.
Thank you.
There is the mechanism within the church for you to seek support, you know.
Yes.
It's there to be used.
I'm sorry. I thought I could handle it. I thought it would just fade away. I can see now it needed more decisive action.
Well, you can take that action now.
I will. I'll see Tim and make the position clear once and for all.
Good. But my main concern has to be how this will affect you and your ministry. You've felt for yourself the negative power of gossip, but can you work through it and continue to minister to your parishes?
You don't want me to leave?
No, only if you feel there's no alternative. I've told you, you have my support.
I don't want to go.
Then you must stay. Talking to Dr. Hathaway is clearly the first step, but there may be other things you need to do. Perhaps you could think about that.
Yes, I will.
And telephone me when you have.
Of course.
Thank you. I'm still concerned, Janet, that you felt so lonely, that you were swayed, even for one moment.
It wasn't loneliness, Bishop. It was just plain stupidity.
At Honeysuckle Cottage, Tim has a busy day ahead.
Socks, boxers, razor.
Can you pack that sexy aftershave I gave you for Christmas?
Of course.
But it is a boys only do, this dinner.
Siobhan?
I'm just checking. Why do they do that? Exclude the wives and girlfriends, I mean.
To spare you the edifying spectacle of your loved ones getting uproariously drunk.
Oh, true. I can see that any time.
I'm a bit of a part-timer this week, aren't I? Off on Monday and again this afternoon.
Well, you've got a locum to cover. You have to have some time off.
It all just comes at once, doesn't it? What are you going to do while I'm away?
Oh, I ought to get up, really. I've got to be in Felpisham for 10, and then I've got meetings all day.
Oh, bad luck.
Then tonight it's the Save the School group at Ruth and David's.
Another of your causes?
That's important, Tim.
Well, they all are, aren't they? The parish council, the village production, the fades.
I'd have thought you'd be pleased I was throwing myself into village life.
Oh, just promise me one thing. Promise me you won't turn into another Linda Snell.
Don't you ever compare me to that woman.
It's poor old Robert I feel sorry for.
I promise you, if I ever get the urge to ride a bike and keep goats, I'll lie down till it passes.
Good.
Oh, listen, you better be going. Your patients will, of course, for complaint.
Yeah, you're right. So what time shall I ring you tonight?
Ah, sure. You needn't bother. I'll probably go straight from work to the meeting.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Don't worry about me. You go and enjoy yourself.
Right. Bye then.
Bye.
Mwah. I'll be back tomorrow lunchtime.
Well, I just may have a window. I'm working at home tomorrow.
I'll catch you here then.
So Tom's on tenterhooks. Roy's supposed to want him as best man, but he hasn't actually asked him yet.
Well, perhaps he's changed his mind. Perhaps the wedding's off.
Oh, I don't think so, Linda. It was all love's young dream last week. Anyway, I heard you got a lovely romantic Valentine from your husband last week.
Oh, yes, so he led me to believe.
It wasn't from Robert.
He finally had to confess he hadn't sent it. Not before he'd had 2 foot rubs and a massage out of me, I might add.
No wonder he wanted to keep it quiet.
Might as well have saved my essential oils. Romantic indeed.
Well, did you send him one?
Me?
Yes.
Well, no, but that's not the point.
Who did send yours, then?
Well, that's Robert's problem, isn't it? Oh, morning, Tim.
Morning. I'm afraid I can't really stop.
Going away somewhere?
Yes, after lunch, so I've got a very busy schedule. Excuse me.
Oh, bye.
Busy schedule.
Well, at least he won't be twiddling his thumbs while Siobhan's at the school merger meeting tonight.
Yes, I think we've had quite a good turnout. And I'm going to suggest we should officially form ourselves into a committee.
We need
a chairperson, of course. Someone with some ideas for the next stage of our campaign.
Well, Pat's had some thoughts about that.
Has she? Oh, so have I.
Good. Looks like we'll be in for what they call a lively debate. Oh, there's Janet. I wonder if she's coming tonight.
Janet, the very person. We were just talking about the school merger meeting.
Oh, I'm sorry, Linda, I can't stop.
Not you as well.
Tim's just gone in a towering hurry.
Has he? Oh, good.
He said he had a very busy schedule this morning, but I'm sure he'll find time for you.
Martin Spree?
Yep. 2 new cans.
Castration rings?
What is this? You checking up on me?
We don't want any panics like last year. We ran out of nasal spray, remember?
Yeah, well, we had other things on our minds.
True.
Anyway, we're all right this time. I don't think we've ever been so well prepared for lambing.
Don't say that. That's really tempting fate.
Just wish they'd start and raring to go now.
There's one that won't be long. Look, there.
Yeah, she's pretty pink.
Won't be long now, anyway. Tomorrow or Friday.
Yeah, I know.
And by Saturday, you'll be saying you wish it was over. Mind your ribs doing that.
Fine. Hey, chuck us a bale to top up this hay rack, will you?
Sure.
Yeah, of course. Poor Shula looked frazzled when she dropped down. You'll know when she cried off tonight. Thanks. She's running the stables practically single-handed. I mean, I know Auntie Chris is back, but she's only on office work.
And there's every poorly mad little girl in the county wanting extra riding lessons over half term.
Yeah, including Pip, of course. What's this thing Mum's taking them all off to today?
They're making their collage at the library.
No, very educational.
Well, if they're not going to have a school to go to...
It's not quite that bad, love.
I don't want to be flogging back and forth to Hollerton every day. The traffic's terrible.
No. Hey... If Pat's coming round tonight, we'd better think of something to put in Tony's birthday book so we can give it her back.
Oh, I've forgotten about that.
Anything I can think of. It's that awful time after John died. They're trying to get rid of the Fergie while they were out and they suddenly came back.
I can't put that.
No. You got any ideas?
Not really. Every time I think of Tony, he's in the bull having a moan about cabbages.
I'm sorry, Janet, I really can't give you long. I've got a full list this morning.
It won't take long.
Ah, that sounds a bit ominous.
There's something I've got to say that I should have said weeks ago.
Go on.
There can't be anything between us, Tim. There never could be. And I should never have let you think that there might.
Well, there hasn't really been anything, has there?
No, but we both... I won't pretend there wasn't an attraction, because there was, but it's absolutely out of the question, and I should have made that clear right from the start.
I see. But why now? I thought after last week...
I had to see my bishop yesterday. He'd had an anonymous letter about us.
Oh, no.
I've been so stupid. I knew there was gossip, but I...
I thought, if anything, you changed your mind, warmed towards me after I got your valentine.
What? I didn't send you a valentine.
Didn't you?
Did you send me one?
No.
Oh, no. It really is all over the village, then.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
So am I.
Well, the cards were just someone having a laugh.
I'm afraid so, yes.
I'm beginning to feel a bit of a fool. I've really misread the signals here.
You needn't reproach yourself, Tim. I wasn't giving you any clear signals. That's the trouble.
So what did the bishop have to say about him?
He's given me his total support. But I really need you to understand that in future, any relationship between you and me can only be a professional one.
Yes. Yes, of course. I'm sorry that this has got you into trouble.
It might not end there. The gossip's already threatened my position in the community. It could threaten yours, too.
I wish things were different, Janet.
It can't be, Tim.
No.
Anyway, I'd better let you get on. You're away tonight, I gather?
Yes. A university reunion.
I hope you have a good time.
Thanks.
Right, here's the coffees.
Oh, good.
And here, no expense spared, the biscuits.
No. There's tea coming. Pat and Haley are making it. No, coffee's fine for me. So, what do you think, Cathy? How do you fancy marching on the town hall with your banner?
I think we ought to barricade the education committee in the council chamber until they listen to us.
Yeah, why not take a few of the ewes along and make a point about farm incomes too?
Well, it worked for the fuel protesters, didn't it, first time round?
Oh, seriously, I think a demo's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, as long as Pat's the one who's in charge.
Are you talking about Linda?
You can see she's just dying to take over.
Yeah, and you know she gets people's backs up. If we let her take the lead, we'll never get anyone on our side.
She's just got to be managed right, hasn't she?
Are you offering?
No. But the demo was Pat's idea. Obviously, she should coordinate it.
Mm-hmm.
So, who tells Linda? We don't have to tell her. Just keep her busy on, I don't know, printing leaflets or something. Something that she thinks is really important.
Mm. And get her to think that she's thought of it.
Exactly. You too. Mr. and Mrs. Machiavelli.
Thank you. Once again, thank you.
Yes, but you see, Siobhan, I've got plenty of experience of direct action.
Oh, so has Pat, from what you were saying.
Yes, but her CND activities were years ago. When I was working with the Borsetshire Environment Trust...
Oh, he's campaigning against Pat and Tony's farm shop.
It was nothing personal. Our objections were purely on environmental grounds.
I heard something about vested interests. Someone called Howard Friend.
Yes, well, anyway, you have to be very careful with marches and demonstrations. Otherwise, they can work against you.
How can you go wrong with tiny children marching to save their school?
All I'm saying, Siobhan, is that the right leadership is crucial.
And, Linda, you wouldn't be suggesting yourself as our leader by any chance?
Well, if the feeling was that I were the right person, then of course...
I don't think so. It'd look pretty odd, wouldn't it, if our spokesperson was someone who hadn't even got children, let alone at the school.
Well, you haven't got children and you're keen to be involved.
The difference is, Linda, I want children, and I'm sure I'll have them.
If you want children that badly, you'd be well advised to look at the state of your marriage.
I'm sorry?
Don't you think it's a little odd that Janet Fisher can't be here this evening, just as your husband is conveniently away overnight?
What? Yeah. What are you implying?
Have you spoken to Tim tonight?
No, I haven't. I told him not to call because I'd be out. But I could easily call him on his mobile.
Oh, please, mobiles. He could be anywhere.
How dare you?
I'm sorry to be the one to tell you this, Siobhan, but it's common knowledge.
It's common gossip, and I've heard it already. Tim and I had a laugh about it.
Did you? Well, it's not so amusing for Susan having to work with them both every day.
What do you mean?
She's noticed something funny going on for weeks, since Christmas at least.
Christmas?
And Tim and Janet did spend a lot of time together working on the calendar, didn't they? I must say, I never thought that was a very good idea.
You're making it up.
Siobhan, I'm sorry, but you have to face the facts.
Two teas over here. Herbal for you, Linda.
Oh, thank you.
And ordinary for you, Siobhan.
No, thanks, David. I'm sorry. I've got to go.
Oh, I think Pat was hoping we could hammer out a few dates for future meetings.
Well, I'm sorry. She can phone me.
Oh, okay. Bye.
Bye.
What did I say?
I don't think it was anything you said, David. I think it was more a case of the truth always hurts.
Sorry?
There's a change of plan for Shula's riding class.
Brian, have you got a minute?
Oh, hello, Shula. Yeah, sure. Just on my way to look at the ewes. You can't be too careful now.
Yes, it's bad news, isn't it?
Oh.
That's what I wanted a word about, the riding class tomorrow. We're going to cancel it, obviously. We won't be bringing them onto the riding course.
Oh, thanks, Shula. Thanks for your support.
Oh, it's the least we can do. And I think what you poor farmers have had to contend with over the last few years.
Absolutely. Makes you wonder whether we're ever going to get back to normal. Whatever that is.
I was talking to Dad earlier. He was full of it, of course.
Well, I'm not surprised. He'll remember the epidemic of 67. As I do, unfortunately.
Yes, and what about when foot and mouth hit Brookfield back in the 50s?
Of course. Yeah, Dan lost his entire herd, didn't he?
Yep. It nearly drove him out of farming. Mum said he was depressed for months afterwards.
For a livestock farmer, it's about as traumatic as anything could be.
You know, Dad said he can still see those heaps of carcasses and the bulldozers pushing them into the pits.
Well, you don't forget experiences like that.
No. Well, he's worried for David and Ruth, too. I mean, what a thing to face just as you take over.
Well, please, God, we shan't see anything on that scale again.
No. Okay, Brian, anything we can do, you know that.
Thanks, Sheila.
We've told all our clients to stay off the bridleways and just stick to the roads.
Oh, very sensible.
And obviously we won't be using your course until we get the all clear, which hopefully won't be too long.
Yes, well, the next day or two is going to be critical.
I'll let you get on. I'm going to try Alistair again. His phone's been constantly engaged for the last hour.
Oh, I'm not surprised. There's a lot of worried farmers about.
I know.
I better go and see to those ewes. Hope to God they're looking all right.
Oh, hasn't she grown?
Mm-hmm.
How old is she now, Kate?
5 weeks tomorrow.
Oh, such gorgeous big brown eyes. Haven't you?
Yeah. She gets this faraway look in them sometimes, doesn't she, Lucas?
Yes, like she's looking at the angels.
Right. Anyway, you've come to see the nurse, have you?
Yeah, to get Nolly Wade.
Well, have a seat. She's got someone with her at the moment.
Okay.
Susan?
Yeah?
I'd like a word, please.
Oh, Tim's not here.
I know that. Communication between us isn't that bad, despite what everyone seems to think. It's you I want to see.
Oh, sorry. Perhaps you could go and wait down by the nurse's room, Kate.
Sure.
Thanks. And perhaps you'd like to come through to Tim's office, Siobhan.
Suits me.
After you.
Thanks. And thanks very much for the vicious lies you've been spreading.
What?
Don't pretend you don't know. There's malicious gossip about Tim flying all around the village, and it all started with you.
But
oh, he'll have something to say to you when he gets back. Maybe even a warning. To think in your position you've got access to people's confidential records when you're clearly not to be trusted.
Hang on. Am I allowed to say anything here? I haven't been spreading lies.
All this stuff about Tim and Janet. You're sure you're not going to deny it?
I saw them. I've had to see all of it. And it hasn't been very nice for me, I can tell you.
Saw what?
The Christmas present, the Valentine...
What? What Christmas present?
A scarf. I saw it in here.
A scarf?
In fact, it might still be here. I saw it after Christmas.
Where? Where did you see it?
Here, look, you can't just...
Here, where was it?
On his desk.
Right.
Look, Siobhan, I really don't think we should be in here. I don't think it...
Was this it?
Yes.
Mr. November.
I'm sorry, Siobhan. I really am.
Excuse me.
You're putting on lots of weight, Zandosh. That's excellent.
She's turning into a real bruiser.
You can see the nurse was pleased with her.
Oh, she's made fantastic progress considering she was 2 weeks early.
She's such a good baby. So contented.
Oh, she knows how much we both love her.
Oh, I love her. I love her so much, it's like a physical ache. It's going to be so hard for me to leave her, kid, if you don't come back with me.
I know.
It's going to be hard to leave you, too.
Oh, Lucas, I don't want you to.
You know I have to go. I have to start my job.
Yes, I know.
I'm only going to get one chance at a job like this.
Yeah. And I kind of feel I'm only going to get one chance to do things right with you.
But last week you seemed to be saying...
I'm sorry. I'm sorry about Friday. It's just... things are so difficult for me because of Phoebe.
I do understand. I know how I'd feel if I had to leave Northland. But like I said, Phoebe's very settled.
Please
here.
Don't let's go through it again. It just tears me apart.
Oh, Kate, come here.
Oh. I needed this.
I'm sorry if I seem distant. I only drew back to give you clear space to think.
You were right as usual. And I have been doing a lot of thinking.
And have you come to a decision?
Yes. I do want to come back with you very much.
Even to Johannesburg?
Even there, if that's where you have to be.
Katie, that's wonderful.
I really want to make a life out there with you and Nolly.
And what about Phoebe?
I want Phoebe to be part of that life too. But I know it's much more complicated than just what I want. It's more complicated than I ever could have imagined. And I do realise that there are other people whose feelings have got to come into the equation.
You really have been doing a lot of thinking.
I have got one thing I want to put to you.
Yes?
When we go, I want to take Phoebe with us, just for a visit.
Oh.
Well, Lucas, she could see all the places we've been telling her about. Meet your parents, your brother and sisters and their families.
You'd bring her back?
Well, of course.
Okay, then I think we have a deal.
I don't know how you put up with that row all morning. Oh, we're glad to get to work.
Oh, I've had me air defenders on most of the morning, don't you worry.
I bet they've been suffering next door.
They're decorators and carpet blokes, been yet.
Yeah, so we're a couple of hours. Hey, what are we having for dinner?
You know, and thought. You ain't had no chance to do any more metal detecting, have you?
Don't you worry, Clary, love. I've told you. You'll have a wedding ring to wear again, don't you worry.
But when and how?
By the time of my party. Yeah, definitely by then.
Oh, love.
Thank you.
Oh, Clary, thank goodness you're here.
Hello, Susan.
Oh, I've got to tell someone.
What?
I had Siobhan in the surgery this morning, accusing me of spreading lies about Tim and Victor.
Has she heard?
She didn't say. Oh, it was awful, Clary. First she had a go at me in reception in front of all the patients.
Oh, she never.
Then she stormed into Tim's office and started going through his desk.
Oh, nice one.
She found the scarf and the note and everything. And that Valentine he had last week. Walked off with them.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, he's in for it, isn't he?
She's got a temper on her, all right. I was shaking, I can tell you.
I wouldn't want to be in his shoes.
I haven't been able to think about anything else all morning. Do you think I should have phoned him and warned him?
Oh, I don't know, Susan. I shouldn't get involved.
But I am involved. And I want him on my side. Oh, she was spitting, Clary. She was talking about getting me the sack and everything.
But now she's got the proof.
Oh, she can't very well say you were spreading lies, can she?
I suppose not. Oh, dear.
Here. That again, Clary.
Hey,
the neighbours. Right.
Here, Susan.
Oh, Clary.
Act as if we're having a bit of a scrap.
What?
You cow. Don't you come round here saying stuff like that about my lady. No, you're such a slapper.
Clary. Hello there, Nick. Venetia.
Clary. Somebody pretend. Oh, all right, then. Lay off me.
Siobhan, I'm home.
Sorry, I'm a bit late. I just met Nigel. He says Elizabeth's doing fine, but she's getting a bit bored, though. She'd love to see you at any time.
Siobhan? What's the matter? Darling?
Have you been sleeping with Janet Fisher?
What?
I want the truth.
Ah, you've had some more gossip.
No, not gossip, Tim. I found the hard evidence.
How did you get those?
I've been to the surgery, where it all happened. How very convenient.
Siobhan, you've got to believe me. Nothing happened.
A Christmas present. A Valentine. Nothing.
Look, the scarf was just a... It was an impulse thing. A thank you for all her hard work on the calendar.
And the fact that you were recycling something you'd given me. Is that supposed to excuse it?
Well, you obviously didn't like it. You told me you didn't.
Oh, when most women find out about an affair, it's credit card receipts for pink champagne and expensive hotels.
It's not an affair.
I find you've given her something you bought for me. It's even more hurtful.
It didn't mean anything. Anyway, you can see from the note she gave it back.
Oh, so she didn't like it either. I hope you kept the receipt.
Siobhan, please.
Don't try and defend yourself. You'll be telling me next you didn't like her Valentine card and you were going to send that back.
She didn't send me a Valentine, and I didn't send her the one she got either.
What?
It was someone's idea of a prank.
Oh, God. It really is all over the village.
I saw Janet yesterday before I went away, and she had to see her bishop. He had an anonymous letter.
Oh, marvellous.
It's very serious for her. He seemed to be questioning whether she could carry on as a vicar here at all.
My heart, please.
But it's so unjust. Siobhan, you have to believe me, nothing happened.
You'd have liked it too, though. Wouldn't you? Well?
Yes. Yes, all right. Yes, I would.
And that's honest, anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry, but you don't exactly seem to have been very interested in me lately. What with your work and all your village activities.
Oh, so it's my fault.
I didn't say that.
So what are you saying? You know that phrase, Tim, about adultery in the mind?
Well, you're just so self-sufficient these days, aren't you? You don't seem to need me anymore. Okay, maybe I was wrong. I was wrong to give her the scarf, but it was fun doing the calendar with Janet, and you and me, well, we don't seem to have any fun anymore. Do we? Well, not together, anyway.
That's telling me.
I'm sorry. So, what happens now?
I don't know. It looks like I've got a lot of thinking to do, doesn't it?
Milking's just over at Bridge Farm and things are not going well for Tom.
Okay, that's all of them. Shall I let them through to the lying area?
Oh, hang on a minute, can you?
What is it, Dad?
I just want to watch them for a minute or two.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Now, what we're looking for is any sign of shivering or slobbering around the mouth. The sore feet, that's another symptom.
Right. Well, that one there, Prudence. Mm. She's had a bit of lameness all week.
Yeah, yes, I know better. We'll get her in the crush later on.
Right. Apart from that, they're looking in pretty good nick. Milking well, too.
Yes, I know. Just hope to God they're going to stay that way.
Have you ever seen full mouth, Dad?
No, not personally, no. But I remember the terrible outbreak of 1967. There was something like 500,000 cattle got slaughtered.
God. It must be incredibly infective. To spread like that, even with all the controls.
Yeah, it is. And the way we move cattle around these days, well, I sometimes think we're asking for trouble.
More local abattoirs. That's what we need.
Yeah. Well, at least the hunt's been called off for a week or so. That'll reduce the risk.
Mm. It's amazing to think what a simple virus can do. Just on a lorry tyre or something. I mean, it could wreck everything we've done here for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
The yoghurt business, the pork, even the shop. Okay, so you get compensated for the livestock you've slaughtered. But that's not going to cover all the rest of it.
Yeah, well, I prefer not to think about that. Let's just take sensible precautions. Hope the animal health people get on top of it quick.
At least we're not as exposed as some people. We're not buying in a lot of stock.
Well, what about your wieners?
Well, that's only two suppliers, remember? And one of them's Neil.
Well, just you keep a close eye on them. Let's not get complacent about this.
No way. I don't intend taking any risks with my pigs.
Hey, now then, where are we going to celebrate this birthday of yours? Fancy a meal in the Chinese?
Sorry, Dad. We're out clubbing tonight. Me and Kirsty and a couple of others.
Oh, but how about a meal first, then?
No, I don't think so. Thanks. Anyway, Kirsty's taking me out for a slap-up dinner tomorrow night.
Oh, what a hectic social life you lead. Can't even fit in your mum and dad.
He wants to celebrate anyway. Something terrible always seems to happen around my birthday.
Oh, Tom.
And on top of that, it looks like Roy's changed his mind about having me as his best man.
Well, why on earth should you think that?
Well, because he hasn't asked me. I mean, that could be some sort of a clue.
Well, he hasn't had time, I don't expect. They must have a million things to do, him and Haley.
So what's more important than organising your best man?
Oof, you are down in the dumps.
Me? What have I got to be down about?
Ian, I'll tell you what. How about we treat you to a special lunch in the Bull?
When?
Well, today, of course, for your birthday.
Well, how can we?
I'll check with your mum over breakfast. But I'm sure Clary can hold the fort for a couple of hours.
What about that seabed you were going to work at?
Well, that can wait. As far as I'm concerned, my son's birthday is important. Foot and mouth or no foot and mouth.
Right, hold that bit down for me.
Nice prezi.
Yeah, he's mad about trains.
Is that why he's having his party on the Blackberry line?
Correct. Mm. Well, you're only four ones, aren't you?
What, and kick-off's at 3?
Yeah, 3 o'clock, Hollerton Junction. Can you hold it here now?
Yeah.
It's out.
It's nice of him to ask Phoebe.
Yeah, well, they always got on well at playgroup. I'm glad you're taking her, though. Last time I was on the old Blackberry line, I nearly ended up playing midwife.
Well, at least Kate's been reasonable about Phoebe having to leave Old Farm early.
Yeah. What does she want in return, I wonder?
Well, I've said she can have Phoebe a bit more next week, so she won't lose out.
Yes, well, that'd be unusual, wouldn't it? Here, right, I better get a move on. I'm supposed to be at Lower Lockley at 10.
Right, I'll clear up here.
Oh, cheers.
Are you going to have time to get to the ball today? About those menus for the wedding?
It's a bit difficult. I could do.
I can do dinner time.
Well, I'll have to call you when I get to Lower Lockley, because now Elizabeth's a bit better. She sometimes likes the odd hour with the twins herself, you know.
Well, it'll be one thing off our minds. But I was saying to Tom last night...
Oh, have you asked him to be best man yet?
Oh, no. I went and forgot.
Roy!
But I couldn't get a word in. He was going on the whole time about moving his pig axe and what a performance it is.
I think you don't want it.
Oh, of course he won't. Who else would I ask?
It'll serve you right if you turn you down.
I'll ring him later, okay?
Okay. Right, gotta go.
Hayley?
Yes?
There's something I've been meaning to ask you. It's about the honeymoon.
Oh, yeah?
I thought surprising you, but I want to get it right. I looked at Mallorca and Greece, but if we could afford it, how about Florida for a week?
Florida?
We'd have a great time. It's not just Disney.
Oh, no, I know that, but I'm not sure.
Well, if you don't fancy it, you suggest somewhere, anywhere you like.
Oh, it's not that. It's a lovely thought. I'm not very happy about leaving Phoebe.
Oh, she'll be fine. I'm sure Mum would have her.
Well, I know.
Or even Jennifer.
What about Kate?
Oh, she'll be long gone. She'll be back in South Africa by then.
We don't know that.
Brenda says Lucas isn't the type to stand any nonsense. You'll see.
Maybe. I don't know, though. I don't feel comfortable about leaving Phoebe's or even planning to at the moment.
But I want to do something for you, Hayley. Think about yourself for a change.
I am. And I can't see me enjoying myself. I'm worrying about Phoebe.
Come here.
You do understand, don't you?
Oh, I love you.
Oh, and it'd be much more fun for us all to go to Disney when Phoebe's a bit older.
You're incredible, you are.
Oh, yeah, I know. But listen, I'm having a big wedding, and that's enough, honestly.
Well,
that was delicious.
It may not be Giovanni's. We can't all have girlfriends treat us to posh meals out.
Mm-hmm. Pizza and chips is fine for me, thanks, Mum.
Oh, I'm glad we came. Nice to see the Bull so busy in the middle of the day.
Yeah, can't say it in front of Kathy, but Jolene's transformed this place.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Kathy worked so hard here, but it never quite gelled somehow. What are the differences?
Well, Jolene's dead fox, isn't she?
I didn't mean like that.
Well, it does make a difference, Pat.
Oh, she's a very good saleswoman, I'll give her that. She was trying to persuade me to have your party here instead of the village hall, Tony.
Oh, yes, please.
We can't. It's all arranged now. Invitations have gone out. I had 3 more replies this morning. Yeah, that Keith, your friend from the Farm Institute, he and his wife are coming.
Oh, brilliant.
And the other two were no's. It's jolly hard work trying to track people down you've lost touch with.
There was someone else I thought of. Mary Westland.
Who?
Not that girl you were engaged to before me.
I never knew you were engaged to someone else, Dad.
Oh, yeah. Where do you think you get it from?
She married her boss in the end, didn't she?
Yeah, that's right. They're only at Little Croxley.
Mary. How many more old girlfriends can you dig up?
Oh, how long have you got?
I don't think we want Mary Weston or whatever she's called now.
There was Tessa Latimer. She was the vicar's daughter. Used to go out on my scooter.
Very hip.
And Roberta from the stables. Now, she was a star.
Yes, well,
I thought we could find Roberta, no trouble. I bet Chris is still in touch with her.
Oh, that'd be neat. A lineup of all Dad's women.
I heard Mary Weston had put on a lot of weight.
She always was a good cook. Jane? Now, she, Tom, was what you'd call a baby.
Have you got any photos of this lot?
Loads, with your dad looking very fetching in his flares and tank tops.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what I saw in Borchester only the other day.
Amaze me.
Francis, the mobile librarian.
Oh, please.
Oh, this is great, Mum. You've got to find them.
I don't think so. We don't want your father getting overexcited, do we?
Afternoon.
No, Betty.
You didn't have a thing with Betty by any chance, did you?
No, but I think she's always had a bit of a soft spot for me. Are you, Betty?
Hello, Tony.
Hi, Tom. Have a seat.
Thanks.
You like a drink?
Well, Roy's getting me one, thanks. We've been looking at menus for the wedding breakfast.
Oh.
Hayley couldn't get away this dinner time, so Roy's going to take him back for us to have a look at.
Tomato juice for you, Mum.
Thanks, love. What about you?
Oh, no, I've got to go and pick up Phoebe's.
Hi, Roy.
Oh, sit down for a bit. We're celebrating Tom's birthday.
Oh, yeah. It's tomorrow, isn't it? Cheers, Tom.
Cheers. I'm glad we've seen you, actually. I think you've got something to ask Tom, haven't you, Roy?
Have I? Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, that CD I lent you. Have you copied it yet?
Oh, that.
Come on, Roy, stop teasing him.
Yeah, sorry, mate. I've been meaning to ask you all week. It just kept slipping my mind. I'd like you to be my best man, if that's okay with you.
Really?
Oh, thank God for that.
Oh, Tom.
You sure?
Yeah, of course. I'm sorry I didn't ask you sooner, because I know you were sort of expecting it.
Ah, oh, it's okay. I was cool.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. You look forward to it, won't you, Tom?
Well, we'll get together sometime. I'll tell you what you're supposed to do.
Well, get you drunk, then sober you up in time for the church, I thought.
Yeah, something like that. Listen, I've got to go. I'll give you a call, then.
Bye.
Yeah,
bye.
See you, mate.
Cheers, Roy, and thanks.
Bye.
Shame you had to brush off.
Yeah.
Well, I can fill you in on anything you need to know, Tom.
I don't think there is anything. I know what Roy drinks, so...
It's not about getting drunk. This is Hayley's big day, don't forget.
And Pat, she's shown me what she's thinking of for the bridesmaids. Brenda's thrilled.
Another half in there, Tom.
Yeah, that's right.
She wants it all colour-coordinated, see? Right down to the men's waistcoats and buttonholes.
I'm sorry. Did you just say waistcoats?
Yeah. You can go for these fancy waistcoats now when you hire the morning suit.
This has to be some kind of wind-up.
Oh, Tom, you'll look lovely.
Yeah, you will. Hayley wants them in these waistcoats, you see, with cravats.
Cravat? As in Larry Lovell?
Oh, not quite.
And she can't decide on a colour scheme. They do them in a sort of rich blue, or there's gold, of course.
Oh, I think I'll go and help Dad with the drinks.
OK, love.
Oh, is he nervous?
He is now.
There you go, Phoebe.
She wants a doggy.
Oh, yeah. Here he is, sweetheart. Yeah, give him a cuddle. She's tired, isn't she?
I didn't put her down after lunch. It didn't seem worth it.
Yeah, I suppose she can have a quick kip in the car on the way to Horton.
She's half off already, look.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for letting me pick her up early for this party, Kate.
Oh, that's okay.
And like I said, you're welcome to have her a bit extra next week.
Well, I thought maybe she could stay overnight again.
Oh, well... Yeah, I suppose that's okay.
Good.
I'll get off then.
Actually, Roy, there's something I want to tell you.
Yeah?
I said I'd let you know when I'd made my plans. Well, Lucas and I have discussed it, and I'm definitely going back to South Africa with him.
Oh, right.
He's got to be back by the third week in March to start his new job.
I see. Well, I hope it works out for you.
Well, I haven't finished yet. When I go, I'd like to take Phoebe with me.
No.
Wait, I'd like to take her with me for a visit.
Meaning?
I want her to meet Lucas's family and see South Africa, that's all.
And how long's that going to take?
I thought a month would be fair.
A month?
It's hardly worth it for less. I mean, we've got to get there. His family are all over the place.
But she's never been away from me for more than a couple of days.
She'll be with me, Roy. I'll look after her.
No, I don't think so, Kate.
You can't just say no.
I can. Don't forget, you need my permission to take Phoebe out of the country.
I haven't forgotten. That's why I'm asking you now, giving you plenty of notice.
But she's so little.
It's a perfectly reasonable request, Roy.
But Kate...
Just think about it. But I really don't see there are any valid objections you can raise.
The Archers was written by Joanna Toy and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.